Secretary of State Colin Powell is meeting today with Japan's Foreign Minister Makiko Tanaka. They are expected to discuss the Bush administration's plans for a national missile defense system and the presence of U.S. troops on Okinawa. Tanaka is Japan's first female foreign minister. She has achieved celebrity status back home, but also has been criticized for her undiplomatic style. NPR's Eric Weiner reports from Tokyo.
Makiko Tanaka is the daughter of a former prime minister, partly raised in the U.S., and by all accounts, tremendously popular with Japanese voters. She has an approval rating of nearly 90%. The Japanese media treat her like a movie star, following her every move and delving into every aspect of her past. One network even aired a half-hour special about Tanaka's high school days at a private school in Philadelphia. Japanese viewers learned, among other things, that their foreign minister is fond of Winnie the Pooh. Many Japanese women view Tanaka as a role model, a powerful, successful woman in a country where few women hold top positions in business and government. Kuniko Inoguchi, a professor at Tokyo's Sophia University, says until a few months ago, the idea of a female foreign minister in Japan was inconceivable.
She has broken this glass ceiling. She has climbed to the very high position in the government. So I think we are applauding her for the great achievement she has made and all the battles she had to go through to get there.
Makiko Tanaka's battles are not over. In the upside-down world of Japanese politics, it's the bureaucrats who wield power behind the scenes and the politicians who follow orders, but not Makiko Tanaka. She has challenged the bureaucrats at every turn, leading to the very un-Japanese spectacle of public acrimony, like this recent debate in Parliament. Many Japanese support Tanaka's aims, although some are clearly ambivalent about the way she is trying to achieve them.
I think she's kind of crazy, but I like her.
Yuko Kawanishi is a professor at Temple University in Tokyo. She says Tanaka could benefit from a more genteel approach.
My preference is if she can be slightly more ladylike. That would be nice, but, you know, that's her way. She sounds like sometimes too bossy, but that's a part of her and that's her charm.
No doubt about it, Japan's top diplomat can be decidedly undiplomatic. Tanaka once called her boss, Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi, a weirdo. And on several occasions, she has diverted from the official Japanese line. She was recently quoted as criticizing the Bush administration's plans to build a national missile defense system, even though Japan has tried to remain neutral on this extremely sensitive issue. That and other apparent gaffes prompted the conservative Yomiuri newspaper to call Tanaka a loose cannon, adding that she is ruled by sentiment and emotion. Tanaka has taken these criticisms in stride.
I feel as if I'm running through a minefield. Running through a minefield with bare feet and shouldering many, many burdens. But I would like to remain calm and objective and say the things that need to be said.
Today, when she sits down with Secretary Powell, Tanaka is expected to reassure the U.S. that Japan is committed to the two-way alliance and is not, as press reports here suggest, leaning towards its giant neighbor to the west, China. But Japan's foreign minister is expected to raise concerns about the heavy presence of U.S. troops based in Okinawa, as well as criticize the Bush administration's decision to abandon the Kyoto Protocol on global warming. Tanaka recently suggested it was time to re-examine the entire U.S.-Japan relationship. The times are changing, she said. The U.S. has had a change of government, and so have we. I don't think we should remain tied down. People in Japan are watching Tanaka's visit to the U.S. very closely, not only as a test of her diplomatic skills, but also because her name has been bandied about as a possible candidate for prime minister. No Japanese woman has ever held that position, but Makiko Tanaka's many supporters are quick to point out that until just a few months ago, no Japanese woman had been foreign minister either. Eric Weiner, NPR News, Tokyo.